Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Have We Lost Him? Imagine, for a moment, the instant fear and overwhelming panic when a young mother who is shopping in the mall with her three small children suddenly realizes that the oldest toddler has disappeared. Just a second ago, he was at her side. Now he's gone. She frantically shouts out for her child, and then, in near hysteria, screams, "My child is missing!" She calls for the store manager. She abandons her cart with her purchases and her purse, and she looks up and down each aisle. She is in full panic mode. Nothing will stop her quest to find her precious son. I invite you to listen to more. Before I finish the story above, we all know that there is a very similar story in the New Testament. In this story, it is Jesus who has wandered off from his parents. It took Mary and Joseph 3 days to locate Jesus. They had to retrace their steps back to Jerusalem, most likely losing some hope with each passing minute. Eventually, they find him in the temple. Upon finding him, Mary states, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." This comes from Luke 2:48. The first story turned out well, too. The boy had just stepped outside of the store and into the mall itself. There, a nice lady held on to him until his mother found him. Her son was only away from her side for a couple of minutes, but for this mother, those minutes seemed like an eternity. Upon finding her son, she thanked the lady, grabbed her purse, left her purchases in the cart, took all three children to the car, where she sat and cried. Both of these stories had happy endings. The boys were found safe and sound. Sadly, we all know that these situations today do not always have a happy ending. Some of these stories end tragically. The point that I would like to focus on today as we continue to journey through this Lenten season is the sheer panic, hysteria, and anxiety that these mothers experienced when their boys were missing. I have often wondered if Mary had this thought enter into her mind as she looked for Jesus. Oh my, have I lost the Son of God? What can these two stories teach us? I submit to you that each of us from time to time loses sight of the Son of God in our life. We become distracted by worldly things, and before we know it, Jesus is not there at our side. The difference in our stories is that it is you and I who wander away, not Jesus. We wander from Him. He never wanders from us. As I stated above, the point that struck me in these two stories of missing boys was the urgency of the mothers to find them. One boy was missing for mere minutes, and Jesus was missing for 3 days. Some Christians seem to wander off from Jesus for months and years. Surprisingly, when they come to the realization that Jesus is not at their side, they seem to have no panic, hysteria, or anxiety about finding Him. Jesus is the door to the Father. Jesus is the life-giving water that sustains us. Jesus is the key to everlasting life. Nothing should be more important to us than keeping Him always in our sight and always at our side. If perchance you feel as if you have temporarily wandered from the Son of God, I urge you to react with the same level of urgency that both of these mothers did in today's message. We have no lease on life. Seconds and minutes matter. If we are nonchalant about finding Christ, our stories could have a tragic ending. Stop right now and ask yourself, is Jesus standing at my side? If you discover that He is not, I implore you to act with urgency right away. Now will you please pray with me? Most Heavenly Father, it is so easy to get distracted by the world and before we know it, we no longer have your son at our side. When this happens, grant me an immediate resolve and determination to find him. Amen. I also want to close today by thanking everyone at Transfiguration Parish in Blythewood, South Carolina, who made this past weekend's retreat a Christ-filled experience. Thank you for your gracious hospitality. I was blessed to spend this time with you. May God's blessings be with you now and always. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.